Zelensky due at Downing Street for high-level Ukraine talks. Jeremy Bowen, Syria feels lighter without the Assad's crushing weight, but now there are new problems. New U.S. security strategy aligns with Russia's vision, Moscow says. Benin coup thwarted by loyalist troops, President tells nation. Death of Venezuelan opposition figure in custody vile, U.S. says. Nightclub fire in India's Goa kills 25 staff and tourists. Ukrainian city hit by massive. Strike as peace talks in U.S. conclude. Hong Kong votes in election as city mourns deadly fire. Chernobyl radiation shield lost safety function after drone strike. UN watchdog says Katy Perry goes Instagram official with Justin Trudeau. Death toll from devastating Indonesia floods passes 900. Trump criticizes Democrat he pardoned over not switching political parties. Americans to get free entry to parks on Trump's birthday. Olympics flame arrives in Rome ahead of Winter Games. Iran arrests marathon organizers over women not wearing hijab. National Guardsmen slowly healing. After being shot in Washington, D.C., white South Africans divided on U.S. refugee offer. Japan is facing a dementia crisis. Can technology help? Can you ban kids from social media? Australia is about to, but some teens are a step ahead. Bethlehem Christmas tree lights up for first time since start of Gaza war. How the solar storms that cause the northern lights can wreak havoc on Earth. From Leaning Glass Tower to Golden Fish Sculpture, Frank Gehry's most iconic work. Single women risk rape and exploitation in search of a better life in Europe. Shoppers love the fabric queen. Then, order by order, her story fell apart. Lured by lucrative job offers and sent to fight for Russia, Kenyans want their sons back. What should you do if you dislike your friend's partner? Watch moment Hawaii volcano eruption engulfs camera. Watch BBC reports from scene of deadly Goa nightclub fire. We've lost everything. Australia wildfire rips through homes. Bethlehem Christmas tree illuminated for first time since Gaza war began. I don't want to be part of this war machine. Young Germans protest against military service plans. Watch flames and thick smoke surround plane in Brazil after fire breaks out. Trump set to unveil $12 billion farm aid package, Bloomberg News says. Oil hovers near two-week highs on expected U.S. interest rate cut, geopolitical risk. Oil prices hold gains amid stalled Ukraine peace talks. Fed cut hopes. Treasury Secretary Bessent says he has divested his soybean farm. U.S. Envoy Kellogg says Ukraine peace deal is really close. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant temporarily lost power overnight, IAEA says. Oil climbs to two-week high on Fed rate cut signals, supply concerns. Gold prices rise as dollar weakens on Fed easing expectations. Klöckner confirms takeover talks with Worthington Steel Brookfield. GIC close to finalizing $2.65 billion for National Storage report. RBC forecasts infrastructure-driven surge in global building materials by 2026. UBS may cut 10,000 more jobs by 2027 report. BNP Paribas sells stake in AG Insurance. Strengthens Aegis partnership, L'Oreal to double stake in Galderma to 20% with additional purchase. UCB reports positive phase 3 results for fenfluramine in CDKL5 disorder. Iberdrola to receive $170 million in grants for energy storage projects. Pegasus Airlines to acquire Czech Airlines and Smartwings for $154 million. Auto One initiated with buy, 34 PT as Jefferies sees 45% upside, digital strength. China trade surplus beats forecasts in NAV as exports rebound sharply. World Bank says Myanmar economy set for growth rebound. French economy likely to grow at least 0.8% in 2025, finance minister says. Vietnam's trade surplus with U.S. hits record as exports surge despite tariffs. U.S. consumer credit takes unexpected dip, falling short of forecast. Headline PCE inflation accelerates marginally in September.